The state brings in equipment and troopers to clear debris left from a homeless camp in Norman. A utility company is giving customers a summer rate cut and a preview of tonight's Game 3 between the Thunder and Spurs. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, May 22nd. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers cleared debris today from a homeless encampment in Norman. Governor Kevin Stitt says the cleanup of several acres along South Reed Avenue follows a recent overdose death. He says the effort is part of Operation Safe, an initiative launched last year to remove encampments, trash, and hazardous debris from state-owned property. Similar homeless camp cleanups took place in Tulsa and Oklahoma City in 2025. As Oklahoma farmers struggle to turn a profit on their crops, their real estate remains a solid investment. And as Anna Pope reports, farmers and ranchers are taking out more loans to start 2026.
The war in Iran is raising fertilizer and fuel prices, leading to higher costs. However, land values are staying high. That means farmers and ranchers are taking out more loans and banks are happy to oblige. In the first quarter, Federal Reserve economist Courtney Cowley says people in the beef supply chain are having to take out loans to buy cattle.
Why this is important for Oklahoma is because 50% of our farm revenues come from cattle production, primarily beef cattle production.
This means the people who buy livestock from ranchers are taking out larger loans to afford the cattle, eventually becoming potentially pricier steaks and hamburgers at the grocery store. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
OG&E customers will see lower monthly bills this summer compared to last year. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports that's because of fuel cost changes.
While gasoline prices remain high, OG&E says natural gas and coal costs are projected to decrease. The utility company uses those fuel sources to generate electricity for more than 900,000 customers. It also uses wind and solar. The company says the average residential customer last year paid around $167 between June and October. This year, that number is expected to be around $152. OG&E conducts fuel cost assessments twice a year and notifies state regulators if prices change. The company says residents who are enrolled in its Guaranteed Flat Bill program, which keeps costs the same each month, won't see the change. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The NBA Western Conference Finals is tied up at one game apiece. Ryan LaCroix reports on tonight's Game 3 in San Antonio.
The Oklahoma City Thunder will try to take the lead in the playoff series against the San Antonio Spurs after losing the first game in double overtime, then bouncing back to win Game 2 by 9 points. Game 3 may just come down to which team can weather injuries to their star players. For OKC, the status of Jalen Williams is a concern after re-aggravating a left hamstring injury Wednesday. ESPN reports he'll be evaluated day-to-day and game-to-game. For the Spurs, ESPN reports De'Aaron Fox is a game-time decision after sitting out the first two games with a high ankle sprain. And the extent of rookie Dylan Harper's right leg injury is also unknown. Tip-off for tonight's contest in San Antonio is set for 7:30 and can be seen on television on NBC. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And a note, the next episode of the PM News Briefs will come out Tuesday, May 26th. All of us at KGOU wish you a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.